Zut, Delore, the gas is on. I forgot to light the oven. Oh well, better late than never.
You know what they say, human see, human do.
Well, they say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
I say, hey, you goofy-looking, baldy-headed fuck. Looks good on black guys. On you, it's ugly, repulsive, and disgusting. You want to be bald? Do what I did. Wait a while.
My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol. More specifically, vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
Who mocks him and laughs at him as he's repeatedly crushed and maimed. Hope you enjoy it!
Oh, Lois Lane gets sent to the negative zone. Jason the drummer boy takes one for the team. And Taylor Elijah, they play a show. Welcome to this week's edition of Comic Can Koozie. I'm Taylor Billings.
I'm Elijah Kirby.
And I'm Cole Wise. This is a weekly podcast for all your nerdy needs, geeky garbage, and kitschy comedy.
So on Friday.
Friday.
What do show?
Uh-huh.
I was there. I seen you.
You were there. I did tell you the story.
I don't know, maybe.
So,
yeah, you did. You totally
so this
did.
This bass player in this band walks up to me and he goes, "Hey, you." I'm like, "I got a beef with your drummer." And I'm like, and just knowing our drummer, I said, what the fuck did he say? I had a feeling that he said something insensitive or whatever, vulgar. And he said, I was at this party and Jason told me to come here. He had to show me something. So I got up and he kicked me right in the dick. and I'm laughing. I'm like, because I thought he was joking, because it's such an absurd story. So I'm like, okay, that you're full of shit. He's like, no, kicked me right between the legs. And I'm like, what the hell? So the next day we played a show, and so I confronted Jason about it. I said, Jason, is this true? Did this actually happen? And Jason's like, yeah, I had to do it. It's complicated, but I had to do it. And I'm like, what? You had to kick somebody between the legs?
Yeah, how is that complicated?
He's like, well, I looked at him and he wasn't being accepted by the other people, and I figured if I kicked him between the legs, everyone would go to his aid and comfort him and become his friend.
That's
and
a weird.
Like, and then he's
reasoning.
Like, well, it kind of backfired on me because now they don't want to talk to me. The way he presented it was like a fucking stand-up routine, but it's goddamn real life, and I just love it. I think I'm going to use that in a stand-up bit sometime, because right. Fuck, that is just...
They all went to him, and now I have no friend.
What a fucking guy.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so we played a show, and the PA system was way too big for that little space, but
yeah,
it was still
Jesus.
Fun. It was so,
overkill.
That was the first time I've ever played a show where it was uncomfortable for me on stage.
Right.
I mean, I was getting blasted.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fucking loud.
Yep.
Now I know how Gene Simmons feels.
Yeah.
Being all maked up and mm-hmm. with a long tongue.
You probably know how Lou Ferrigno feels now.
Because he don't hear so well.
Might as well be green and half deaf.
So what else do you guys do this week?
I did find it funny, little Cole, that you just walked into the bar and didn't pay the cover charge.
No, I never pay the cover charge at the bar.
That's so interesting that, I don't know, maybe they should give you like a wristband or something.
That bar is two blocks away from my job. And when I leave work and I want a drink, I go to that bar.
Oh, yeah.
And so once they have something like that, some ridiculously stupid thing like
a show?
Like that girl who is singing poorly, And I don't feel like paying for it, but I still want to spend money to drink there.
Yeah.
Right.
They're not going to make me pay extra money to come into a bar that I come into regularly.
Right. It's sure. your bar.
Yeah. It's
your
like,
norm.
Yeah. They're not going to pay me. They're not going to make a few of the other regulars pay me. The bouncer out back, he plays pool there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He happens to know me, so he just sees my face. He lets me walk the fuck right in, and I don't even got to say a thing.
Well, let's say you sat down, Cole, and you were thoroughly enjoying the music.
I wasn't. I'll tell you that.
I'm just saying, I'll tell you what. You did.
That guitar player, that bass player, and that drummer were pretty good. The male singer was okay. That woman, oh, she was rough. It was like she wanted to be the lady from Evanescence, but somebody kicked her in the balls, and now she was all pitching it off.
Well, my question is, let's say you went into the bar and you said, hey, this music's pretty good. Would you pay the cover charge?
Hell no. Because I never showed up. Cole. I never showed up to see the band. I showed up because I wanted a beer after work because I was stuck at work until late. And
would
I,
you
like,
at least
I got nothing else to
buy
do.
Their T-shirt?
No.
Okay, fine. But anyway, that was a good week. Overall, a good week.
Yeah, it was a good week.
We should start giving our weeks points out of five.
I went to Comic Con.
You went to the Bismarck Public Library Comic Con.
Yep, the second annual Comic Con.
Hey,
how was the turnout?
Turnout wasn't too bad.
Right.
And I saw photos later look like a lot more people, more costumes. I went there like right at 9 because I'm a dork. But I wanted to see what collectibles they would have, action figures, and, comic books. Ooh. They didn't have any. They just had some comic books.
This is Comic Con.
Was there a charge?
I spent $60 on comic books, though.
Was there a cover charge for that?
No.
Okay.
No, it was all free. There was some box of the Retardus. What is that thing?
the TARDIS.
The TARDIS.
Oh, okay.
Was it bigger on the inside?
I didn't go inside. But I just took a photo of me going like this and sent it to Taylor.
Yeah,
he was working 9 to 4, and I think the giant con we had went from 9 to 4.
Yeah,
so you missed out.
Missed it, man.
I did get you some free comic books. I forgot them though. So you'll get them sometime.
Cool.
Maybe when we exchange gifts.
Yeah, we should. You know what? I was talking to a buddy of mine. It might be fun to do like a monthly or a bi-monthly. Yeah, no. Every 2 months or whatever, but there was a club that he had with his friend where they got each other T-shirts every month.
Mm.
That might be kind of fun to try out with the podcast, our podcast.
Cool. I kind of feel like you'd just be trying to embarrass us, though.
No, I would not. Yeah. It would have to be legit. And I've never gotten you guys gifts that sucked, so.
Oh, no, you surely never have.
Cole, did you see that shirt, that jersey? He hasn't seen it yet, has he?
Did he get?
Yeah, I think I told you.
Oh,
about
wait,
it.
You he got you a jersey,
right?
And yeah, he told me about it. I don't remember exactly.
It was a garbage company,
right?
That makes sense,
right?
Yes,
yeah, go by trans.
I really want to be in.
The back says trans trash, and it's awesome.
I really want to exchange shirts with Taylor.
No, I would
and
do
then
it
I
for
find
real.
It. I found it though yesterday. And I should have wore it for the show.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you got to wear that around, but then cut off the, you know, make it a midriff.
Oh, right.
Or what do you call those shirts?
You know, an 80s
dude
muscle shirt.
Fucking
something.
Dude shirt is what you call that.
I did get one comic, Avengers 233, I think. It's the cover of Hawkeye with Ant-Man on the end of the arrow.
On the end of the arrow. And he's that's an awesome cover.
Yeah. Hmm. So glad to get that. All right, I don't know. Is that it? Move on.
We got some news.
The Comic-Con Koozie News Team with Taylor Billings.
No, you can pound it. You can pound it all you want. Pound it all day long.
Elijah Kirby.
I kind of picture. I guess I had this image in my head where all the zombies come in and they start eating that dude's balls like right away.
And Cole Wise on sports.
I'm just going to tell y'all, if you're golfing at Riverwood on hole 9, there's a bunch of dog shit on the fucking hole.
What? So, a mobile home filled with feces is unable to be cleaned for less than $35,000. They hauled that motherfucker to the dump. That was local news. We made the local news in Bismarck.
Did the people who lived there like have a lot of cats, or were they meth heads or hoarders or what the hell?
I'm not sure. Maybe a little bit of everything. I believe from some of the comments that I read that they were cat people.
Cat people.
I mean, would you consider yourself a cat person?
No.
How many cats
really.
Do you have?
Two.
Well, you have to have at least like 10 to be a cat person.
Oh, cat person, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, shit, I think if you get five cats.
That's extreme,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on from cat.
Sorry.
And this is the third week.
When we move on, I want to move on from cats to dogs, though.
But this is the third week.
Pooper story.
Poop has made our I think we'll just look for a poop story every week.
Even if they clean that out, it would still smell like cat piss, right? It would have
to. Of course. But
all that ammonia and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that's the reason they just took it right to the dump.
Yeah.
Like, you have your...
Or wherever they took it, demolished it, I guess.
You have your litter box, like, down in the basement in a dungeon room or some shit.
Yep.
Like, far away from anywhere where you're actually at.
Mm-hmm.
You better tell Thurston if he doesn't straighten his act out. He's going to be living in that
room.
He's going to be in the kitty litter room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on his way there, man.
He's on his way.
Mm-hmm.
Is his hair still blue?
No.
Okay, well, then maybe he's a step closer to living in his own room.
Right.
All right. So Illinois State official Chad Larner, who heads the Police Canine Training Academy in Macon, said that legalizing weed might lead to the cop dogs being euthanized. So they're like, oh, well, if these dogs aren't looking for weed, we got to kill them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, nobody's going to want to adopt a dog.
Yes.
A police dog.
I don't want a cop dog that's got all kinds of brains and can go find things that I tell it to find.
Is that not the epitome of hyperbole?
And then the other thing, too, it's like, oh, well, they bark if they smell it. It's like, then just blow some of it in their face. They'll calm down.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I was just thinking this guy wants an excuse to kill a bunch of dogs.
Or he doesn't like marijuana. Trying to get the public behind him.
All right. Elijah, what do you think about this? What would you like as a collectible?
Okay.
Somebody stole the Iron Man armor from the first movie.
Hmm. Holy shit.
The suit is valued at $325,000.
Well,
how do you steal something like that?
Yeah, right.
Dude, it was in a warehouse. Like where they keep a bunch of like movie props.
Yeah.
And I guess they do inventory once every couple of months. So they did inventory the last time that they realized it was there was in February. They just found out it was missing just now here in May. So
inside job, man.
We should
somebody's going
we
down.
Should do like an Ocean's 3 thing where we steal a bunch of movie props.
Yes, we should.
But we won't sell them. We'll just keep them because they're
but
cool.
But where would you even want to keep an Iron Man armor suit?
Right there. It's right there, yeah.
Yeah, this room doesn't got enough junk in it.
Yeah, we need to clear this junk. I'll tell Deanne that we're going to do a heist.
Right.
We'll clear the junk out, and then we'll steal, like...
We'll fill it with more junk.
More junk.
We'll go down to South Dakota. We'll get some Water World shit.
Is that still there, you think? Or do you think they switched that out there?
I don't know, no.
Because I would think that they switch it out, because when you went down there, you told me they had certain cars, and when I went back, there was different cars.
Weird.
So, I don't know. I would just think that they switch it out anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else? Oh, we were going to talk about... first I got this one. DC Comics made the price of their comic book $3. All their comic books, $3.99.
Jesus.
And fans of DC are freaking out.
What's the price hike? I mean, what was it?
It was $2.99.
Yeah.
They raised the price a dollar and they're mad.
Yeah. But I kind of think that the DC fans kind of got it lucky because Marvel books have been $3.99 for even longer.
Have they really?
Yeah. Marvel books have been $3.99 long time. DC had a tagline in 2011 called Drawing the Line at $2.99. So they were going to make all their books $2.99 and it was going to stay there. They haven't had a price increase in 6 years. And Marvel's been above $3.99 for longer than that.
Hmm.
So I get why the DC fans are upset, but I also think that, you know, you've had it so good as far as your books go for so long.
I think, like, if they, what they were doing such a gradual thing before, you know, 60 cents, 75 cents, $1, $1.15, $1.25, $1.50, you know?
Yeah.
$1.75, kept kind of going up. If they kept it gradual, you know, and then, or at least do like a quarter, and then maybe a couple years. I don't know. I mean, it seemed to be fine with me.
China's kicking our ass in the trade war, man. They got to bump that price up.
Yeah. And the digital comics are still that much, too.
That's the that's the thing that DC fans are mad about, is that Marvel fans get a are paying this much, but they also get a digital copy along with their physical copy. So
that's pretty cool.
So maybe DC needs to look into that. But
right.
I think that would be a smart thing. But as far as just buying the book and reading the story, you didn't get screwed that bad.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll ever do their own version of Marvel Unlimited. Are you still reading?
Yeah, I'm still enlisted. But God, it's been so long. I mean, it's like I'm paying for nothing because I just haven't been on it. I need to just at least
read.
Did
you read any of the Punisher or
no
whatever
because
else
I was getting ready for a show?
Okay, whatever.
Deanne was using the iPad
whatever
in the room
whatever bro,
and I'm still gonna read it.
Okay, right. What else for news?
The last thing that I have is that Childish Gambino music video.
Oh man,
you two
that
watch
just came
that?
Out this week.
Yeah, I watched it because everybody was losing their shit over it. Well, let's how it first went. Like, I saw something on Reddit where it was like, "This is America, so call me maybe." And I clicked it, and here it was that music video played to that song, "Call Me Maybe." So here's my number, so call me maybe. And I was like, wait. So I was like, I thought at first that this was the video. I'm like, what the fuck? But then I looked into it, and then I'm like, oh, it's not. And then I found out that Childish Gambino is Glover.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Huh.
I was like, whoa, that's pretty cool. I didn't know he was a musician. And yeah, I like the commentary in the video. The dancing is cool.
Right.
I don't care much for the music itself. I like the lyrics. Lyrics are fine, but I don't like trap.
I actually like the song. I liked how it go from happy too aggressive to happy too aggressive.
Mm-hmm. I like that aspect of it, but again, it had the trap aspect of it. I'm like,
the second time I heard it a lot more.
I think he is actually extremely smart because it's 2018.
Yep.
People are talking about a fucking music video. When's the last time you've ever talked about a music video?
Oh, exactly.
When's the last time you've purposely gone out of your way to watch a music video?
Dancing in the Streets. With Mick Jagger and
that was a while ago, huh?
But I mean, they don't even play those on TV anymore, and all of a sudden this thing's got like over 75 million views or something.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's taking the internet by storm.
So I don't know. That was good for him, man.
Yeah,
I
mean, for sure.
Very success. That's very success. That's more success for a music video than I've heard about in years.
It's Lando motherfucking Calrissian. Good for him. I love it.
All right. Well, I've got no more news unless the two of you do.
Nah.
Basically, my sports news.
He only likes some sports, don't like them all. Rather watch hockey than basketball. Thinks the Super Bowl ain't super great and only likes soccer when they yell and go. The sports were cold. Don't shit your shorts. It's just call on sports.
Golf is not a sport.
So, did you guys watch anything at all this week?
Yeah.
You watched some hockey, huh?
I did watch some hockey. I sure did.
Yeah.
I watched the Predators get eliminated.
The Jets actually beat the Golden Knights yesterday. They're losing right now, though.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they spanked them pretty good.
Yeah.
I think it was 4-2.
I figured you might want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, and
4-2.
Yeah, Vegas Golden Knights lost. So I think Robbie's going to owe me some big money. He's going to buy all of us a really nice dinner if his bet goes through. a lot has to happen still, but he's paving the way, man.
Well, they're losing right now. The Jets are.
Well, that's okay.
Golden Knights are beating them right now as we speak. there was that MMA fight the other night, and Lyoto Machida front face kicked Vitor Belfort in the face.
Cool. Machida was still playing, fighting.
This is actually only the third time this has ever happened in the UFC where somebody took a front face.
So this was UFC, not Bellator.
UFC.
Wow. I didn't
where know somebody took a front face kick, and was knocked out by it.
Fuck.
The first time was actually the same guy. Vitor Belfort got front face kicked by Anderson Silva. And now this time, Belfort got face kicked by Lyoto Machida. Now, Lyoto Machida did the other front face kick, though. And he did it to retire Randy Couture. And now he did it, and he retired Vitor Belfort. Ended two guys' careers with that.
Does it end their career? Like, I can't take another front face kick again.
It ends their careers in that they said, this is my last match. I'm going to retire after this.
Okay, so
I'll never fight again.
It was just coincidental. It wasn't that the face kick wasn't the thing that ended their career.
I don't know. Maybe you just say, hey, I'm going to retire, and Lyoto shows up and boot to the face, and then that's the exclamation point that ends your career.
Well, now, Cole
sends you into retirement.
I wonder if maybe we could do a Facebook Live video a little later. If you could demonstrate on Elijah a front face kick.
No, because he already bitches about 2:30. 2:30 a month.
It's always 2:30.
Enough.
Okay. Always.
All right, cool.
But yeah, I just thought that was really interesting. That the only three times that's ever been done has only been done by two guys, but are in the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
And are. Not been done, but been done and stopped the fight.
Yeah.
The only two guys that have ever done that are it's been done. God, I can't get the cock out of my mouth and say what I want.
Say ping
been
pong.
Done three times, but only by two guys. And it's been done three times, but only two guys have gotten kicked by it.
Okay.
Gotten stopped by it.
Gotcha.
So
nice.
Anyway. I just thought that was a pretty cool
thing. When you're done with that cock, pass it over. I'd like to put it into my mouth.
I'm sure you would. All right, that's all I got from sports this week, though.
Cool.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
Let's hear the goods, Cole.
All In. Did you hear about All In?
No.
The show that Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks are putting on?
Maybe I heard. Oh, it sold out within 30 minutes or something.
Yeah, tickets went. This is the first time a non-WWE independent company, an independent wrestling company, has sold out a 10,000 seat venue, and they did it within like half an hour.
Huh.
Just based on the fact of that these guys putting it on are amazing wrestlers.
What the fuck is with WWE and letting Cody Rhodes slip through their fingers? Like, I can't believe
he was unhappy. He was
But that's what I'm saying. Like, for someone like Cody Rhodes, why aren't you catering to making him happy? You know, why don't you? I don't know. He is
no idea.
He's awesome.
No idea, but that's their loss in his game. So he's making more money outside of the WWE than it ever was before. So. Good for him.
Yeah, definitely.
I told you about what they said to Vince Russo.
He wasn't welcome there or something?
Vince Russo is an old school promoter from the 90s, and nobody has a lot of respect for him. He told them that he would come and offer his services at the show.
Fuck that guy.
And they said, bad behavior is not rewarded. Stay the hell away from our show.
So... I had just muted you because I saw you were taking the shells and you're sticking them in the bucket, so I didn't want Cole to get mad.
Yeah, no, I realized I'm not going to do that.
Okay, you know Charlotte Flair, Ric Flair's daughter. Uh-huh. You've seen her before?
Yeah.
She's having a very bad week.
Oh.
She ruptured one of her breast implants, so she's going to have to... Going to have to take a break from wrestling to have surgical repairs on her boob.
Wow.
And before she took her break... Yeah. After she ruptured her implant, but before she took her break, she was having a match with Carmella, and Carmella kicked out like her front teeth, and she had to have emergency dental surgery.
Holy shit.
This all happened within a few days.
Going back to the boob thing, do you think she has like insurance that covers flat repairs?
No. I'm sure it's just part of her medical insurance.
Medical insurance.
You should have just said AAA.
AAA.
Do you think she has AAA to cover a flat?
I guess.
There you go. But
ruined it.
She is built like a truck. Why not having tires?
Her poor boobs. Her poor boobs.
So there's conflicting reports on Vince McMahon.
Yes.
On the walkouts during Backlash.
Oh yeah.
One of the reports was that when people were walking out during Roman Reigns' match, shouting "Beat the traffic," that was funny. But there are two reports. One that he saw it as an eye opener, and another that he's just like, "Well, it's just because we did the show later than normal."
But they didn't.
They didn't. So who knows? Hopefully he does.
Is he that out of touch? Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, he is.
Dude, Elijah, if you owned a sports team or something, and
yes,
and,
Elijah,
and all of a sudden, like during the last quarter, your fans started walking out of the building chanting "Beat the traffic."
Right.
Would you think that maybe something is wrong with your team?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
This definitely. Guy apparently might not. Another one busts the dust. Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey. Another one busts the dust.
Hey! Oh fuck.
Why are you laughing at that?
Because
it's
so disrespectful.
It is. Taylor, you should change that.
That's all right. Yeah, bud.
You want to start off with the one that you sent to me over Facebook?
Which one was that?
The Menards guy.
Oh, the Menards guy! Oh, shit. go on, Cole. Tell us all about it. I want to play a clip from the guy.
His name was Ray. I don't remember. I don't remember his actual name. I can't pronounce it.
Ray, so, some white guy.
Was this the commercial guy?
Yeah.
He's the guy, save big money with Menards.
Menards.
But
he wasn't the actual owner?
No, he was just the voice guy.
There he is.
Bath savings are on at Menards. Stop in for super low prices on a wide assortment of Elger bath products. Drop-in sinks are just $36.79. Toilets start at $59. Bring quality into your home with patio doors from Pella. The ProLine wood sliding door is ready to install with maintenance-free exterior.
That's the part
now $625. Springtime savings are yours at Menards.
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 That guy was 91.
He was fucking 91. The goddamn ads from the 90s. What the fuck?
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, that dude was old way back when he was doing those commercials. And he just got older and older.
And then he died.
You think when that drummer kicked that guy in the nards, he was like, oh, Menards!
Menards! Like, he says it through clenched teeth. I just love it. Menards!
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that. Oh, now I'm bummed. Fuck this. I'm done with this podcast. I can't go on knowing this guy is dead.
Yeah, well, I can. he was 91. I don't know his last name. His first name was Ray. fuck him. He's dead.
Renards!
The other one we got just actually happened yesterday. Margot Kidder. Played Lois Lane in the Superman movies. She did.
Holy shit.
69 years old.
Wow. That's sad.
She actually died because...
it's just heavenly music.
She died because Superman blew a load and it went like a shotgun through her back.
Wow. Way to ruin it.
Wow.
They don't know why she died. So,
okay.
She got sent to the negative zone, dude.
She got sent to the negative zone.
That's what happens when you fuck Spider-Man behind Superman's back.
How old was she?
69.
Cool.
Oh wait, then maybe she maybe the shotgun load went through her mouth instead.
Dude, how could he do that? Christopher Reeve was paralyzed from the waist down.
Nobody said it was that version of Superman.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Could have been the new one.
Right.
Whatever that guy's name is. All right. Well, that's enough making fun of dead people. So we're all going to hell.
All right.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see some stars. Welcome to this Grand Delusion, podcasters with some delusion. Hey, it's Taylor's movie review.
Well, you were talking to him. I muted you. I don't know what you guys are talking about over there. All
well, me and,
secretively.
Me and Elijah saw the same movie. Taylor, did you see a movie?
I did.
What was it?
It's called Bad Samaritan.
What's that about? Oh, I seen some previews.
Fuck,
for that.
Was that good? It's about a couple of valet drivers that got this racket that they're running, and they when the people bring their vehicles to get parked, they use the GPS coordinates to go back to their house, and then they sneak into their house, steal a bunch of shit, and then leave, and then bring the car back like nothing ever happened. Well, Doctor Who was in this. I can't think of his name. Whatever his name is.
David Tennant.
There it is. David Tennant is like this fucking psychopathic murderer guy. He shows up at the restaurant, and this kid that played in The Misfits, he's fucking awesome in that. He was awesome in this. Ends up going to this guy's house after he drops off his car, and he's like, oh, sweet, I got a credit card. So he takes a credit card, and he's like, well, there's this locked room. They keep all the good shit in there. So he walks into this locked room. And as he takes a picture of on his phone of the checking number and the routing number, the flash goes off, and there's a woman chained to the floor. And then this guy is just all torn up about leaving this girl behind, and his conscience kicks in. And then Tennant finds out who this kid is, and then he just ruins his life. So it's like, fuck. Pretty fucking good. Like, the whole runaround was just great. Kind of hit... I just like how they have the serial killers always one step ahead of everybody else. I've always really enjoyed that aspect of those kinds of movies. And it was really, really well done. I'm going to say like 3.8 out of 5.
Cool.
Check it out. It was really good. It's definitely going to be on Netflix.
It sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
All right.
I do have one more review.
Oh, sure.
I saw The Avengers.
Again?
In the D box.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I swore off D box for the longest time because I'm like fucking sucked after the last one I went to. But this one was well fucking worth it.
Yeah.
I've
never been to one.
So if you want to go again, I'd like to go again.
Okay.
But it was fucking cool. It was in 3D, which wasn't the great. I'm not a big fan of 3D, but you can see it in either or. But the earlier showing that I went to, it was unfortunately in 3D, but the D box, man, that was really fucking cool. It might have made the movie better for you, Cole.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. Maybe we could all go as podcasters and then talk about how the D-box penetrated our butts, man. It'd be fucking awesome. But anyway, that was fun. It was cool. Go ahead, Cole.
Myself and Elijah watched this
may
movie.
May I see the cover of the movie?
Yeah, it's
as you're talking.
It's a DC. Okay. DC animated universe movie. It's called Suicide Squad Hell to Pay. It's actually not a sequel to the other DC animated Suicide Squad movie. This is more of a sequel to the Flashpoint movie that they did.
Tell everyone who's on the cover so they know.
Harley Quinn, Copperhead.
I don't know who that is.
What's his name again? Bronze Tiger. Deadshot and Captain Boomerang.
Okay, gotcha. So some of the characters that were in the Suicide Squad movie that sucked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Copperhead was a really nice addition. Bronze Tiger was as well.
Bronze Tiger was really cool.
Yes.
I don't know Copperhead either.
Copperhead, it's basically the breakdown they gave you in the movie is similar to his actual comic origins.
Okay.
But it was good. It was not, like I said, it was not a sequel to the other Suicide Squad animated movie.
Mm-hmm.
That one just kind of, they killed off a lot of people and stuff. This one...
When did this come out? Because I just
not too long ago.
Okay.
I think maybe about a month ago on digital services.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, it is 2018.
Like okay. I said, it's a sequel to the Flashpoint movie that DC had put out. In that one, the Thomas Wayne version of Batman shoots Zoom in the head.
Yeah, I got to watch that one.
You don't have that one? Or you've never watched that one?
No, I've seen it, but I want to watch it again.
I'll try to look for it at my house. But Zoom is able to somehow survive. You'll have to watch the movie to find out.
Okay.
And they are looking for this thing from the comics. It's a card from the comics that can get you out of some trouble. That it's a magical card that will get you out of some trouble that you might have gotten yourself into.
Right.
I remember that was in the, I think, the Justice League Dark. That card was in Justice League Dark, and it was a big mystical artifact and stuff. I think Constantine was looking for it or something.
Hmm.
But this movie is rated R. It's extremely violent. There's blood all over the place. They could have just done blood in the first scene and still made it rated R.
Killed a few people.
Killed quite a few people. A lot of extras, and then just like people on the team, people not on the team.
Hmm.
Captain Boomerang cut someone's fingers off. That was pretty cool.
Sweet.
That was pretty cool.
Cole said he saw some boobs.
Yes, I was waiting for it. And
there is
tits.
Brief nudity. When they said brief nudity on the back of the cover, I was like, oh, they're going to show some dude's butt. They go
They
start panning up from some woman's legs, and then they go up past her boobs, and I'm like, it's like 0.3 seconds, you know, blink and you'll miss it.
But you can,
and I'm like,
you could pause at that scene though, right?
I guess if you wanted to. I'm like, oh my god, they actually drew cartoon nipples on this chick. I'm like, what the fuck? And then she turns around and walks off all bare ass and stuff. I'm like,
and.
You pause
it didn't
again.
Help the movie at all. Is the thing is like I'm not like, oh, it didn't need to be in there, but okay. It didn't help the movie. It's not like the storyline progressed because it was there. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was just there because they felt like drawing cartoon nipples, and then they wanted to keep it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I thought you were all into watching midget porn and shit with Vern Troyer and other dead midgets.
Oh, well, only if I'm aware of it. I mean, the Vern Troyer thing I was not aware of, and it made me laugh. I've never seen a comedy porn in my whole life, but for the first time I was laughing at a pornography.
This
it was so goddamn funny. See the little guy.
One of the helping. Better DC animated universe cartoons that they've made in quite a while.
Well, okay. Well,
I watched Gotham by Gaslamp or Gaslight or whatever.
Okay.
I like this better than that. I don't know how you felt on it.
Wasn't the Killing Joke supposed to be like the first rated R?
And it kind of fell short. This here, you're like, this here deserves its rated R rating.
Okay, because that was...
Animation was so good, too.
It looks really good.
And I saw a thing at the end, they're doing
Death of
Superman again.
Yep.
Maybe a rated R.
I had actually
R
brought that up a few months ago. I don't know if you remember me saying that would be a two-parter like The Dark Knight Returns was.
I wonder if they're going to do a rated R version.
I would almost think they would have to.
Cool.
But I couldn't tell much from that trailer, but if the animation's anything like this and the fighting, it's
going to
be good.
I'm sure the animation's...
I like the first one, but I'm sure it doesn't hold up compared to what they've done.
Oh, that first one, I watched that back now, and I'm like, they have made leaps and bounds in voice acting, animation. The only problem I had two problems with this movie was they said that they were going to try to make it more like the Grindhouse movies by Rodriguez and Tarantino.
Uh-huh.
They completely ripped off some of the songs from it.
And this movie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Some of the songs they were doing were complete ripoffs from that. And there was some voice acting parts that I was like, that didn't quite line up, or like they just the flow of the conversation wasn't natural. Be like if you were going to ask me a question and I would wait and then answer your question, it didn't feel like a natural flow, but that was only in the first beginning 15 or 20 minutes, and then things started smoothing up and moving along better.
Oh, it was Christian Slater.
Christian Slater was in there?
What?
Yeah, he's the voice of Deadshot.
That doesn't... He's been doing more and more voice acting work. I don't know if you remember him in Archer for a few seasons there.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty much playing himself as a CIA.
Yeah.
A guy or something. Yeah, that was awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, it's...
Tara Strong.
Oh, she's always awesome.
She was Harley Quinn.
Tara Strong has been Harley Quinn more than a few times, but she is so many people and so many different voices.
And originally
voices.
She was Batgirl for a while.
Okay.
The animated series.
Yeah. Mm, cool.
Cool.
Anyway, you enjoyed it, or was there anything you didn't think was...
No, I liked it a lot. And there was just a couple weird scenes, like when Savage grabbed the gun off the desk and the way he just kind of held it and sort of dragged the barrel on the desk for like a few seconds. I don't know. It just, like, the way it was animated just looked so fucking cool.
Seemed like more menacing there.
Yeah.
Just like a personal animation touch.
Right. I don't know. It was great.
Cool.
But yeah, I really liked it. I give it a 4. Out of 5.
Nice. I'd probably give it the same.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited to watch this now.
All right. Well,
mostly for the boobs.
Well, that's all I got for this.
You
got
to pause right at the exact moment, buddy.
To my favorite thing, city watch. Trying new food and eat at your mom. But your mom's not here, so I guess we'll do a review.
I actually kind of hate that song because. The food review I have
involves your mom.
Involves my mom.
All right. So, how was it, Elijah?
Shut up. So, last weekend my mom gave me this hot sauce, Iguana en Fuego. And then there was another part of the name, Iguana en Fuego, like ultra hot, ultra spicy hot sauce.
Guano.
Iguana.
Oh, iguana. These are guano. Like
guano.
And, yeah.
I love guano.
Iguana en Fuego, like ultra hot and spicy or something like that. Didn't have the Scoville units on the side. I had to look it up on the internet later.
Uh-huh.
And it also didn't have a stopper on the top of the bottle. So then when you actually pour it, it just comes flying out all over. So I went and got an omelet to put it on top of. And then all of a sudden, half of my omelet is covered with hot sauce in like 0.2 seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's too much hot sauce. This is going to suck. And I took a bite and it had all kinds of hot sauce on it, and my jaw went numb, and my neck swelled up, and I was sweating, and my ears were burning.
But it
and
was
my mom gave me this stuff. It turns out it's only got 100,000. It's only 100,000 Scoville units, which is a lot. It's just, you know, there are worse, but man, for the amount that I ate, like it was so bad, and I couldn't. My face was burning like 2 hours later.
Wow.
Tabasco is only 4,500.
Yeah.
And this was 10,000.
Wow.
So I ate it on Mother's Day, and then I told Mom that I was canceling Mother's Day because she killed me.
Was the flavor good at least? Was it a good flavored sauce, or was it just fucking hot?
For a sauce that hot, yeah. Had I used a correct amount,
okay,
I think it would have been quite a bit better.
You should let me try it.
I should, but I don't have it with me.
You know, we should do a Hot Ones type thing on our podcast.
I brought that up. I said each of us will buy just 3 or something, or a couple, and we'll try them and see how we get through it.
What are we going to do
and
for
we'll
you?
We'll do a regular podcast.
What are we going to do for you? Fry up some cauliflower?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right.
Okay.
Or I'll just take shots of them.
Right. Oh, fuck that, Taylor. You and like I said, this one probably isn't. It's not the hottest thing in the world, but
right.
The stopper came off, and I got just a buttload of it with my first bite.
Yeah,
and I wound up throwing away like a quarter of my omelet.
That's spicy.
Yeah, and then I wasn't really able to finish the rest of my omelet. I just didn't want to put anything else like near my tongue. It was bad. I was hungry for.
So, since we didn't get any photos sent to us, I'm guessing there wasn't a terrible bowl blasting incident. Spicy.
I've been having that for
O-ring.
Yeah, I've been having that for a while now. I just done sending the photos pretty much.
I had a great photo today, but let me tell you something about the damn auto flush.
At Wall.
Anywhere. I mean, anywhere. You try to
the
take
auto flush. You can't take a good look at your poopy.
I mean, I need to see what came out of me.
I'm pretty much done sending you guys the photos. Unless something special happens.
Well, that's good.
Special.
When's the last time I've sent you guys anything? It's been a while. Okay. Taylor keeps fucking shelling them out, though.
There was, was the last week. Is part of my new food intake plan. Man, fucking liquid stuff. Oof.
Yep.
It's fun times, though. Anyway, we got, you said TV review?
Yeah.
Sure. Is that what I heard?
TV shows we watch. These are the TV shows we watch. You can watch them too. You can watch them too. This is the TV review.
Ride 'em, cowboy. It's the Comic Can Koozie TV review.
These are the TV shows we might not get to watch.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Which ones do you want to cover?
Let's go by channels.
Okay.
So
Fox,
NBC. Let's start with that. Getting rid of some crappy shows no one really cares about. But Taken, didn't that just start?
I don't know. I've never
maybe
heard
one season.
I've never heard anyone say I watch this show, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know when.
I believe this was
True Crime.
This was based on the fucking movies, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like okay.
The one thing from NBC that I actually do watch was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and they did get renewed.
That's ABC.
ABC.
Is it?
Yeah. Yep. We're not there yet.
Well, damn it. Well, I don't have anything for NBC.
CBS canceled Scorpion, Kevin Can Wait, 9JKL, a bunch of other stuff I don't watch.
Yeah,
don't
wow.
know.
Good. Thanks, guys, for getting rid of that
ABC
shit.
ABC is getting rid of... The Middle, I think
that's
that was
still
a good show.
On.
Scandal, Once Upon a Time, Quantico, The Crossing, Marvel's Inhumans.
I'm surprised that took so long.
The last that I read was to be announced, the Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That actually was picked up for one last season.
One
last season, and it's going to be a shortened season. So rather than 22, 23 episodes, maybe like 10 or 13.
Okay.
So they can wrap it up. What I thought was cool about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this past week was that they're, past 2 weeks, is they've started crossing over back into the MCU. We already know that Agent Coulson is going to be in the Captain Marvel movie. They mentioned Thanos is attacking the world.
Yeah,
about the crazy stuff going on in New York.
Yeah,
they've been doing a lot of mentioning of what's going on.
Yeah,
and I think there's going to be a small amount of crossover from the movies into the sixth season.
Cool.
So,
that would be really cool.
I might
start watching it. Maybe.
Had you been keeping up at all on this show? Or
yeah, I'm up to date.
You're up to date. So.
Yep. And then it ended with Talbot becoming this
super impressive, super impressive, super powered being. So
right.
I would actually kind of like to see him in the MCU, but I do not believe that's going to happen at all.
No, I think
was
so.
Really upset that they killed Crusher Creel when he absorbed Crusher Creel into himself. That was kind of upsetting to me.
Yeah.
He was one of my favorite villains on the whole thing.
Yep.
That's what I've got for, what was that? Was that NBC or ABC?
That was ABC.
What are we going on to? Fox?
Fucking Fox.
Fox canceled a lot of stuff, but there was some hope for some other things.
All right. They got rid of New Girl, or it's ending. X-Files, The Mick, Last Man on Earth, The Exorcist. LA to Vegas. That was pretty quick.
Are there any shows left on Fox after this purge?
They canceled. They canceled Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but that got picked up by NBC. Actually, NBC's sister studio, Universal Studios, is what actually makes that. So it's actually surprising they weren't on NBC to begin with.
Okay,
that is interesting.
So they probably don't have to move the set and everything.
No. Yeah, because the production studio was NBC's production studio.
And Lucifer was canceled.
That one really stinks. That was probably one of my. That was probably top. Fluctuating in and out, top three favorite comic book shows.
I also heard too, like one of the writers commented that, fans watching the last episode, it's really gonna leave them pissed off. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that sucks. Well, that's what you guys get.
I watched it. Ended on a cliffhanger. Really sucks. Mm-hmm. Thinking back, is there any shows that you've watched that ended on a cliffhanger where you're just like, oh my God? Like,
I guess Firefly was one of those.
Okay, yeah, that one's a famous one.
And that one,
Deadwood, maybe for me. Yeah, I don't know if it left on such a cliffhanger, but it left it open, you know?
Okay.
So that kind of sucked. I'd only got two seasons. That was awesome.
I remember My Name is Earl.
Yeah, yeah.
Went off the air, not because it got canceled, but because of that writer's strike.
Yep.
And then it never got picked back up once it came back on, and that ended on a massive cliffhanger.
Huh.
My brother is still mad about that one.
I'll have to ask him next time
I owned all the My Name is Earl DVDs, and he would watch them over and over, and then he'd get to the last one and be like, are you kidding me?
Well, maybe that could definitely be one of those that get resurrected by Netflix, you know,
right.
That, or something like that.
Which one are you talking about?
My Name is Earl.
It's possible, but it's so long past then.
Right.
What is the fate of Gotham?
Gotham is going to be renewed for one final season.
Okay, so just like Agents?
Yes.
And how many seasons in? Or
they are four seasons in, going on five, whereas Agents is five seasons in, going on six.
Okay.
And I do not know if it's going to be a shortened season or a full season.
Okay.
But they are getting picked up for one last season. In Gotham, the Riddler is turning into a huge pimp. And,
nice.
And there's I don't think this was the last episode, but whatever happened to somebody in the last episode that they showed, it was like a what the fuck sort of moment. It's a major character got badly messed up, so
I wish I could remember. You can say it. I watched it.
Selena got shot like she was Batgirl.
Oh yes.
So hopefully she's not paralyzed.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some good news.
Wait.
Oh.
We still got a couple more Fox things here.
Oh.
Especially this one's the weird one. The Lethal Weapon.
Oh, yeah.
They did fire the guy who plays Martin Riggs, Clayne Crawford, and they replaced him with Sean William Scott. Stifler.
As the same guy?
Yeah, I think.
That's pretty sure. That's weird.
Gotta be.
If it's not the same guy, then that means Martin Riggs is dead.
Right.
You know.
And they're just pairing them up. Either way, it's weird. If they just kill off that character and then bring in a new cop, you're doing something with the whole series, the legacy of it.
Yeah.
But then, like, I can't see this guy playing a Martin Riggs character.
I can see him playing Martin Riggs, but I can't see him following the other guy. He don't look the same. They don't sound the same.
Right. He's too funny and... Riggs, like, even this guy he had it sometimes, but you kind of need a, like, he's actually kind of crazy, you know?
Right.
Some.
That's true.
Real something. I can't see that at all with Sean William Scott.
Let's call him Stifler. That's his name.
Stifler. Right. So, and renewed The Gifted and The Orville. You watch that?
I already knew The Orville was renewed. They had said that way back when. And yes, I do watch Orville, but not The Gifted.
All our CW shows are going to be coming back, so that's cool.
They actually, speaking of that, they finally put Legends of Tomorrow onto Netflix.
And oh, okay.
I've watched all the episodes up until when they're going to do the crossover. Now I've got to wait for like 3 weeks until the other seasons end. So I can watch those, so then I can do the whole crossover thing.
Yep. That's awesome.
It's too bad that the one show in the crossover that got on first on a Netflix is the last part of the crossover.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's part four.
Jeez.
Oh, come on, man. But I don't know. That's it for TV cancellations and renewals.
No.
As far as I know.
Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That's huge.
That's a massive renewal.
Yeah, okay.
Lige and I were talking about this earlier. And
we were talking about it at the bar the other night.
Have you guys ever heard of a series getting renewed for that many episodes that far in advance?
How many was it?
70. That's more episodes than they already have out right now.
Yeah, that's like...
They've got 31 episodes on the air right now.
Yeah, so it would be like another
three seasons. Seven seasons.
Crazy to me.
But it takes them so long to come out. Like,
yes.
Are they just going to hire more staff? And would this actually affect the show?
I don't think so. I think they'll just take their sweet time doing it like they've always done.
Right.
I don't think what they've created, I don't think for what they have right now, I don't think it's going to be something that, I don't know, gets turned into shit.
Okay. I lost
my train of thought as I was going there.
I honestly think that the reason they ordered, I told this to Taylor too, the reason that they ordered 70 rather than like 60 is so they're locked in. They have to make that many. And once they make that many, the show is syndicated and then they can shop it out to other networks and get paid money for having that for all those episodes.
Yeah, because that's one of that will make a lot of money too. And they should be happy with it, especially if they're getting the residuals,
right,
like Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I honestly think that's the reason why they pick 70 rather than, 50 or 60 or something.
For sure.
So.
Cool.
All right. Was that it? To the end of the podcast?
Taylor's got a 10.
Do you want to do a 10?
He had one from last week.
Okay.
Definitive
opinion on everything. I don't give a fuck about what you think. It's Taylor's 10.
I didn't realize it was almost 10, though.
I don't have a Taylor's 10.
The Taylor's 10 at 10. You don't really have one?
No, I do. How does this sound, guys? The top 10 tear-jerking moments when your favorite character died on screen.
Okay.
Are you guys ready for this
one? Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
According to you.
According to me. According to a lot of people, probably.
All right. But it is definitive.
Okay. Yep. So I was looking at this because I made it last week. I'm like, what the fuck? Who's this? But here we go. Old Yeller has got to be on there.
Yeah, sure.
Shooting your own dog, man.
I don't think our younger viewers know what that is, but
it's about a dog that dies. It's about a dog that dies. How about this one, Brooke?
I think today's youth, Old Yeller, is probably that Marley and Me.
Yeah, you might be right.
Fuck yeah. I won't watch that.
No, I'm not going to watch that shit.
I was so misty watching a dog's... Is that what it was called? A dog's purpose?
Okay, yeah.
Where the dog lives through all these lives. I'm like, I can't watch this dog die this many times. It's going to be too rough.
Sounded dumb.
I put Brooks Halton on this list. The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yeah.
The old guy.
Right.
That ended up...
Red. No, not Red. Wait, you're right. Brooks.
He was the guy with the crow.
Yeah.
And he ended up killing himself because he didn't know how to live outside of prison because he had been there for so long. That was a rough one. Now, I don't know how you guys feel about this next one because I don't know how close it is to you guys, but Harry Potter was always a big part of my life.
I have no idea what it's going to be.
When Albus Dumbledore was taken out by Snape.
Spoilers.
Yeah. It was rough. That was a rough one.
No, I you know what? I already knew he was dead, and I've never even watched one of those movies.
All right, Cole. This one, you're going to have to help me remember, but I remember it affecting me as a kid. It was Auntie from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, yeah, the ant when the aunt died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it fighting?
Was it a bee? It was a bigger insect. Wasn't a scorpion.
And it died, man.
Yeah, it was a scorpion.
It was a scorpion.
Scorpion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember that shit? Taking on a scorpion. Yeah, that was sad.
Trying to protect his friends.
Yep.
And he fucking dies. This one was a tough one, too. John Coffey from Green Mile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God damn.
And then he really died.
In the movie?
No.
No, the actor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You want to hold my hand for this one, Elijah?
No.
Seymour. From Futurama.
Yeah, I skipped this one. Yeah.
It's so worst. Fucking hard. I hate this. It's funny that a lot of these are animals that die.
Yeah, of course.
But Seymour from Futurama, man. God damn. Every fucking time, it's just like. It's just because Fry's like, oh, Seymour lived a good life. He lived to be 10 years old or whatever. He lived a good life.
You disappear into the future and he waits.
And waits. And then he dies. God, look at Cole. He's crying over there.
No, I'm not.
All right.
I was just thinking that if I were ever got stuck in the future and I found like a way to clone you guys.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, they just waited around for me to come back. Like, don't clone them. They wasted their first life.
Okay. Gotcha. This next one, Thomas from My Girl.
I felt bad because those bees probably died when they ripped their stinger out.
Do you remember
stinging him?
Do you remember when? Well, I think I got a clip from that movie.
No, you're gonna play the Nick Cage thing.
bees,
not the bees.
Okay, that was a really sad moment in that movie.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put it that high. That maybe number 10.
This one is a bunch of people that all died. Do you watch Game of Thrones, Cole?
Not really.
The Red Wedding.
Red Wedding.
Yeah, that was...
Holy fucking shit.
Okay, that was like shocking, but I wasn't like all that sad.
It was just like...
Yeah, it was sad. Shocking.
The implications that happened afterwards, it was just like...
At that point, I was so used to people dying. Right. I was just like, I'm more shocked than saddened.
Fuck, like when Neddard was taken off?
Yeah, Ned Stark?
Fuck.
Whoops.
God damn it. How about this one? This one might hit you guys too because you're old men. Littlefoot's mom from Land Before Time.
No.
Yeah. Oh. Right. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
I think I've seen that so many times since when I was just extremely young that I'm so desensitized to it that I couldn't. I probably was sad the first time I seen it, but sure. I had seen that movie so many times growing up that I'm pretty desensitized to it.
Right.
Mom, get up, Mom, get up. I'm almost more annoyed now.
Jesus.
This one, so I have 11 on here, but I'll just go through these. So the next two, this one, the first 10 minutes of this fucking movie is goddamn heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Up. Yeah.
Oh my god! I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about this whole scene where they're
one is actually crazy in the fact that
man.
It's at the beginning of the movie.
Yes,
like I guess Land Before Time is towards the beginning of the movie too, but you still really don't ever meet the person barely. You see pictures of it.
Well, you met her at the beginning because she was a little girl and she was like really adventurous and outgoing.
Barely know this character at all,
right?
Whereas with Littlefoot's mom, there was probably like a good 20 minutes worth of talking in there and stuff. That one was crazy because you barely knew that character and they're gone and you felt something about it.
Oh my god, it was so rough.
Yeah,
it was so rough, but it was beautiful. It's beautiful, beautiful. The last one. It's probably the only time I cried as a little kid at a movie. And it was, I don't even know which Rocky movie it was, but it was when Apollo Creed died. Like, I was so bummed out by that.
When Apollo Creed died?
Yeah.
That was Rocky IV.
Was it Mickey?
No, I didn't give a shit about Mickey. Because I was crying like, Dad, why is he beating him up so bad? He's going to crush him. That's
like
why.
The middle of Rocky IV.
I know. That's my takeaway from Rocky.
But then Stallone came back.
And he killed the Russian.
Which is weird. They're making a sequel to Creed.
How he's dead.
And they're going to have... didn't you watch Creed?
No.
It's about his son. Yeah. It's awesome, and you're dumb. You need to watch that movie.
Michael B. Jordan.
It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Plays him. Yeah, and the sequel,
Killmonger,
I think, is
it.
Now going to have... Yeah. He's going to have to fight, like...
Rocky. Please let it be Rocky.
Ivan Drago's kid.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be crazy weird.
I hope Apollo... Wait, what's his kid's name?
Adonis Creed.
I hope Adonis Creed kills the Russian.
I think that might happen.
All right. That's a good episode. Thanks for listening.
All right. Check you next week.
I'm Cole Weiss.
Elijah Kirby.
I'm Taylor Billings. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you made it this far, there's a little treat for you at the end. It's going to be Elijah munching into the mic.
You should have paused that.